I know.
Bonka.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Will begin. In section 44 of the Parsha Noah from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar, we're going to start with Pasuk 375 after we start with a Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu, Ishkinte, Bib Hilu, Urkimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urkimu, Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavadhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Eloheinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Yehav Hachmeta L'Moshe Ma'aketiv, Be'yav B'kol Be'etai. Ne'eman hu ela hawa, kemo she'shamesh, mechayeman bekal ho, targin velasata, libeya beteota, techad minayhu elakaim, Imhemnuta ila'a kidkayaot. He passed the wisdom to Moshe, of whom it was said, "He is the trusted one in all my house." There was no one like Moses who was faithful, man in all of the levels, and whose heart was seduced by none, and who stood firmly in his supernal faith. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, we ended with Jacob yesterday, and as the receiving the book of the angel Raziel, and now we've come to Moses, and we can say hallelujah, Baruch Hashem. He passed all the
Exactly. He passed all the tests. Nothing dissuaded him from his connection to Hashem.
Right.
Verse 376. Yahav hakmeta ila'a lishlosh lishlomo malka levatar maketiv be'ah v'mishle shlomo amasat ne'om hagever li'itiel V'yitiel v'eikal Amar Shlomo iti el Vahakmeta dileya hu Puyo kal vieku Leme bad rati levatar Vyakim Hashem satan Li Shlomo vigomer. He passed the supernal wisdom on to King Solomon, and what is written in the Proverbs of Solomon, the burden. Thus says the man to Itiel, even to Itiel, and I am consumed. Solomon said, Itiel, meaning El, is with me. And since wisdom is his, I shall be able Uchal to do what I want without fail. That is, even though the Torah says that a king should not take many wives so that his heart will not turn away, King Solomon said, I shall marry many women and my heart will not turn away. For Etiel, El is with me and has given me his wisdom. But after that, it is written, Hashem raised up an adversary, Satan, for Solomon, alluding to the fact that in his old age, his wives did turn away his heart, and he was punished. Questions, comments, thoughts?
We know his ego got over, got the best of him.
Well, there are different midrashim. One of them says that his wives converted before he married them, but then in his old age they returned to their idol worshiping, and he did not correct them.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was only in that instance. Wasn't he the one who, you know, the Torah stated not to go to Egypt for the horses, and yet he got horses from Egypt? Seemed like I remember that. I know it's focusing on the women, but...
This one is talking about the women. It's not... He never owned more than 18 horses, as far as I know.
Well, I've also read that it was a lot of political marriages, but I think at the end, I don't know, it seemed like there was one that was super special to him. Was it the Queen of Sheba?
Well, that's the story. That he was attracted to her, and she was an idol worshiper, and she drew him away from Hashem.
Right. Well, I think just because we have a gift from Hashem doesn't mean that we still don't have the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hatov to deal with and make the choice.
That is correct.
And when we make the choice, the wrong choice, the adversary is going to pop his head up. And
well, the choice itself, the test itself, is coming from this adversary.
Mm-hmm.
The evil inclination is the adversary.
Mm-hmm.
The adversary who lives in our body.
I think we see it a lot. I mean, not. I know we see it in ourselves too, but it looks like when people either become very wealthy or very famous, you know, then a little bit later they seem to fall into a trap.
Correct. It basically is, there's the cause and effect. They have this wealth, but they don't have the vessel to be able to handle it. And so they get led astray to alcohol, drugs, monies, you know, all of the materiality.
And I think on a real personal level, we think when we've done something, we've achieved it. You know, we have a tendency to think, well, I worked for that. When in reality, everything is given us, you know, by the grace of Hashem.
We forget that it is Hashem that gives us everything. And so
right.
We think we've achieved it, but it's not that we've achieved it. Hashem has given a gift to us. Verse 377.
Oh, there's one thing I'd like to ask you about, because I get told this, not lately, because I don't see too many of my friends from 25 years ago, but the idea that the Mashiach was to come through the tribe of Judah and from Solomon. And many of my non-Jewish friends or Christian friends will say, well, because he didn't stay true to Hashem at the end, that promise isn't, you know, that it was broken. That Mashiach won't necessarily come through him.
All promises by Hashem are never broken.
Mm-hmm.
He just waits until the person has reached the correction so that they can handle the benefit of the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
I like to show that. Go ahead.
Also, for your Christian friends from 25 years ago, most of them would not have accepted reincarnation. And so the statement, the prophecies are that Mashiach will come through King David, through Solomon, is an indication that Solomon will be a spark of the Mashiach and will be correcting his connection, his lust, his inability to control his lust for women. And that will be done as part of the growth of the Mashiach. That is one way of seeing those phrases.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to show them the two genealogies in their own scriptures and show that Joseph does come through Solomon, but yet Mary doesn't. She comes through Nathan. And that's how I get around it.
Mary comes through who?
Nathan, Solomon's brother. She's not actually through Solomon's line. But you've got to go through the two genealogies. I've kind of forgotten it now. It's been too many years. I haven't had a Christian Bible in my house. But
her
genealogy... Well, I mean, I can look it up online, but I just felt like I had one before, because oftentimes I had to, you know, I was with people who would ask me, and so I'd be able to show them. But when I went to Israel, I didn't feel like I should take that with me, and I never did buy another one.
Okay. So if you ever do find it, I would appreciate getting a copy, but I don't want you to make a copy of it. Nothing necessary.
Okay, it got real staticky, so I'm not sure what you said.
Brandy?
I just said that if you... Welcome, Brandy. If you find a copy of the genealogy, I would appreciate a copy, but not sufficient. I don't want you to spend your time rebuilding it. Only if you find it.
I don't know. No, it's right there in the, I don't want to say New Testaments, I'd rather say Christian verses, Christian scriptures. I can find the two and online and copy and paste and send to you. Tobias Singer had some real he had some real good teachings on that way back in, like the 90s, early 90s. And, of course, my Christian friends didn't have access to those, that software, that his program. And I'm sure by now it's on CDs, whereas way back with me in the 90s, it was on, you know, cassette tapes. But I'll probably,
right.
I'll be able to do it. I just don't know when. But I'll get to it as soon as
Understood.
I can.
Not a problem.
I also, I mean, you can even go back to Jeremiah. There's several places in Jeremiah that let you know where Yaconia, that's also in both genealogies, where exactly that person fits. He's even, I think, mentioned in the book of Esther. So there's a lot there, and I'm not, you know, it's not real fresh on my mind. But
I understand.
But anyway, I'll do what I can. Okay.
Okay.
But it does come up every once in a while, you know.
That's why I was asking if you had it, but
yeah,
it's
okay.
not a major issue. There's 377. Tahate begin zeiru dehachmeta deashkahu ilein mehahu achma dekadmae itgaru beya. Bekud shabarichu uvno migdal vavadu olma vavadu ad ait badaru meanspe ara vilaishtar veho hakma lemebad me die. Come and behold, because of part of the wisdom that the generation of the Tower of Babylon received from their forefathers, they provoked the Holy One, blessed be He, and built the tower. They persisted until they scattered all over the face of the earth, lost all their wisdom, and could accomplish nothing. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, this is basically what we've been on for quite a while. The only thing is, it seems like they're just letting us know that now they're scattered all over the face of the earth.
Well, once the languages were confused, They moved away from each other. They were scattered all over the face of the earth, as we know in many places. But
mm-hmm.
it didn't say that they lost their wisdom. That's what this verse is saying uniquely. And
okay.
that because they didn't have their wisdom, they could accomplish nothing. And the nothing would be a relative term. In the sense that without the wisdom, it's really a hint to the idea that they can't explain how the pyramids were built. They can't explain how the temple stones were cut other than the Shamir, the story of the Shamir. They have all these things that they can't explain how they were built by ancient peoples. And the hint is they were built because these people had wisdom that could control the physical world, the physicality. But when they lost the wisdom, they could no longer build these things.
They didn't have the angels to accomplish anything.
Exactly. Because it's all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
As you elevate you know, normally, very unique people might be able to, but normally, most human beings, they elevate, they go into a meditation, they elevate, and they are connected to different angels, who's giving them wisdom, who's giving them information, who's giving them tasks, so to speak, telling them what needs to be done. And once they lost, the angels lost the ability to be controlled, and they also lost the wisdom where they could not do mind over matter. They fell to the physical world where they had to control things with their hands. And if you look at the Aramaic, the second word from the end is the me'evad, which is they couldn't teach from the servant, from the service. They didn't know how to do things.
I think most people today, think all of those things happen because of UFOs. You know, visitation from other planets.
There are all kinds of theories, all kinds of, that no one really knows. And the Zohar being the soul of Hashem is giving you the information that's truthful and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Just we have to learn how to understand it. And that's why, I'm saying it's a hint to that. And that's why the verse is here, because the previous verse, the previous one or somewhere in this section, but it's very clear that the angels were no longer able to be controlled by human beings, and the human beings themselves in this verse are losing the ability to manipulate physicality. Verse 378. Aval zemna piate ku chabarihu idar hachmeta v'el ma v'if lichun. Leia ba ahidikti v'et ruchi etan bekar benakam v'kir bechem v'asiti lav kikad ba'e dachavilu v'ya alma elad yasiti et asher Kuhu ke taleku ve'et mishpate tishmeru v'asitem. But in the future, the Holy One, blessed be He, shall arouse His wisdom in the world, and all shall serve Him with it. As it is written, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you. I will not cause you as I caused the first ones to corrupt the world by using it, but I will cause you to follow my statutes, and you shall keep my ordinances and do them. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, you want to say, wow, hope we're in that. It's the future, but in the future, is that our generation onward, or did it start before that?
Well, the wisdom is going to be aroused again, meaning people will understand the wisdom. And then they're going to follow the statutes. But remember, the word statutes is, it's not the hukim, it's not the hukim. It's the laws of society.
Uh-oh.
Not the hope, the ones that we can't understand.
Okay.
Actually, when I look at the Aramaic, it says Bechuke. So it may be the hope. It's talking about the, you will follow my statutes. Those are the ones we don't understand. Because we have a tradition that teaches that after Mashiach, none of the mitzvot will apply.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there'll be no need to do the mitzvot because the mitzvot, most of the mitzvot are cleansing. And if there's no negativity in the world, there's no cleansing that's necessary. And it, you also have to raise the question, which Torah is it being referred to? Is it the Torah that was given to Moshe with the first Luchot, with the first Esther Dibrot, or the ones with, that he actually gave us the second time?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions unanswered in this verse.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about the first set. That's a good thought. But I'm also thinking, too, of how much more knowledge we have today, like even, you know, the hope of the red heifer. You know, years ago, mostly we were told, you know, that even Solomon didn't understand it, and maybe they'd give us little hints and teachings about the meaning of the symbols that were used. And yet today, we're getting more and more and more about the red heifer, so... our knowledge is increasing, our understanding too, you know, not just... And I'm noticing that the people who are waking up today, it's as if they're growing faster than the rate that we did. Of course, we didn't have the access. I know every summer when we'd go on vacation, we would go to a Jewish bookstore and, you know, whatever we bought, that lasted us till the next summer when we went on vacation again, you know, to another city where there was a bookstore because, you know, we didn't have internet. Right. We didn't have the, you know, and even, I know I got my first computer in 97 and there wasn't very much. Available, and what was available Jewish-wise wasn't that great. Whereas today,
no.
I mean, gosh, I think all you have to do is Google it, and there's, you know, it's there.
Correct. But it, you know, it's not necessarily there per se. It's there for those who understand it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, just as we're reading it, we have access to the Zohar, so everything is clear. But as we know, as we go through it, there are always top things that are not clear, that we're not ready to have.
Right.
Well, our time is up. So we will... And the questions and answers tonight at the 7 o'clock class.
Okay.
So shalom to everyone.
Oh, shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.